What else? Or like some sort of PUA master. You don't have to master anything. You just have to be yourself, know the fundamentals, inject your personality into the mix, be in a big enough city so that you can approach enough women, and women will like you for who you are, dude. What's up, guys? Welcome to another video, and today I want to talk about the recent cold approach is hard for you, and I want to expose a lot of these fake pickup artist beliefs that are ultimately holding you back. As you can see, we're in the year 2020, and a lot of the dating advice out there is just basically marketing and all sorts of little tricks, techniques, or do this or do this. And even on the red pill side of things, guys are always like, oh, girls are this, girls are that. Just a lot of MGTOW, a lot of just ego, just unaware sort of behavior, right? And you guys know I like to link things to spirituality and really see things how they are, right? See reality for what it is, not for what a subsect of guys are constructing in their own head of what it is, right? And just because they confidently put it out there, they get a lot of followers, and you guys actually test it out, which is the important thing. And once you test it out, you realize it's garbage, right? But we're trying to prevent you from taking too long from realizing certain things are garbage. So without further ado, the reason you're afraid to cold approach, let's talk about that, is because you have performance anxiety. You have pickup artist anxiety. You read your product, you saw your coach, you paid $5,200 million for a boot camp, and he told you, no, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, you should do this, you should do that. This is what attracts girls, because your coach is the most knowledgeable and successful person in the world, right? So BS. So basically, you have performance anxiety. You think there's certain things you got to do to, or you can make a lot of girls like you, et cetera, et cetera. You're not seeing the truth. You're not seeing the fact that a lot of girls are going to reject you, and that's totally fine. You also have to understand that what do you think a woman wants, right? When you approach her, does she want you to have read a techniques book, or like have gone to like a PUA coach, right? Now there's a difference between the type of coach that I am, which is a dating advice, proper allocation of dating awareness coach that actually helps you be natural with women, and then there's the pickup artist coach, which is tricks, techniques, do this to seduce her, verbal game academy here, verbal this. Get out of here, bro. Here's what the best dating advice I could give you is: dating is all about fundamentals and injecting your own personality into the mix. You don't want to be a cookie cutter version of your favorite pickup artist, which doesn't work anyway. They're just a bunch of cookie cutter versions of their favorite pickup artist, and they're not really getting any results that are worth even mentioning. So let's not even get there. Let's fast track to basically the best dating version of yourself, which is going to be knowing the fundamentals of how to move things, what to do, how to get a phone number, how to go on a date, how to set that up. Very basic stuff, guys. How to behave in an attractive way. But what's going to set you apart from every other guy is going to be you're going to inject your own personality into these fundamentals, so your interactions are going to be completely different than the next guy, and then the girls you attract are going to be completely different than the next guy, because you're going to have your own personality, so which is the most important thing. Now, you don't have to change yourself, you just have to understand these fundamentals. And of course, it's never bad to self-develop, it's never bad to improve yourself, and it's never bad to see what type of women you're into and see what type of guys sort of they're into, right? So if you're like into fitness chicks, yeah, of course you should work out. Why not? It's always gonna help you out better, right? Doesn't mean you can't get a fitness chick at that point, but if you don't, but you should design your avatar in a way that's more in pair with that. But regardless, you're gonna still meet a lot of wonderful women who might, that was just an example. So you're still gonna meet a lot of women. So the next thing you gotta understand is that if you're like in a small town, in a place where there's not really a lot of women to meet, then obviously you should move to a bigger place, right? Like if you actually want dating abundance, you should go to a big city where there's dating abundance, so that you can be yourself and meet enough women, and it doesn't matter if certain women reject respect you because it's not like a super small circle. So think about it, right? Your local nightclub has a maximum capacity of 200 people or whatever. But if you look at an intrastation in a huge city, there's endless amounts of women, right? So all you have to do is inject your personality into the mix and stick to approach fundamentals, which is going up and saying hi and moving things forward. All right, let go of all this verbal academy BS or all this BS, right? Like, and it's not to take shots at anybody, but, you know, there's a lot of advice out there. There's, like, people, you know, running in the jungle and stuff like that just to get their chakra. It's like, yeah, work on yourself, but, dude, like, you don't have to go extreme working on yourself. It's like, meeting women is extremely simple. You can actually be yourself. You don't have to be a hippie spiritual master or like some sort of PUA master. You don't have to master anything. You just have to be yourself, know the fundamentals, inject your personality into the mix, be in a big enough city so that you can approach enough women, and women will like you for who you are, dude. Like, don't even debate what I'm saying. Actually try it out and you will see. Now, another thing you must keep in mind is that a lot of women are going to reject you. That's just the way it is, okay? This is something guys can't get through their head, right? Like, they always think that they could have done this, they could have done that. It's like, well, if you want to look at anything you could have done, just check the fundamentals, which are very basic, right? You can learn the fundamentals in this channel. You can learn the fundamentals by picking up Mike Melman's book, The Forward Male. The fundamentals are basic, guys. It's like common sense as hell, but of course we teach that you don't have to think of it yourself if you don't want to, right? But if you want to check something out, just check those fundamentals, and for the rest of the interaction, you're just going to be being yourself, which is like basically 80%. So yeah, I lost my train of thought here, but that's pretty much all I wanted to touch on, guys, okay? So cold approach is not that difficult if you keep this in mind. And you got to remember, rejection is going to happen a lot, and it's obvious as to why, right? The why is not, it's not going to be your fault, right, all the time. You can't get every girl, right? Like, a lot of these marketing videos show, oh, you could do this. If you do this, you could get this and all that BS. No, man, stop doing that. Start living life the right way. Start approaching women the right way, and you'll have zero hesitation when you just go up, and you know you don't have to do anything to impress her, and you don't have to try so hard. And if you go up to enough women and you can take those rejections, which is going to fuel your confidence, eventually the women that you do meet that's actually available to want to date you will really, 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 really appreciate the fact that you could be yourself and just be a normal dude, like not some pickup artist try hard, okay? Guys, that's pretty much all I want to leave you with in this video. I hope you enjoyed it. Like, comment, subscribe. Go out there, meet women, and stop trying so damn hard, dude, okay? She's going to love you for that. Peace. I know you want to know, but I know. I'm like a reflection of